Mitt Romney may be getting closer to becoming the Republican presidential nominee, but is he getting any closer to picking a potential running mate? Joining us live, John King, CNN's national correspondent and host of John King USA. John, good morning. We're hearing about a lot of potential contenders here, including Florida Senator Mark Rubio. What's the list include as far as you know?
You do hear Senator Rubio's name, and good morning, gentlemen. You also hear Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio. We also know Governor Romney has ordered his staff not to talk about this publicly. He wants to get closer to the official clinching before he starts the process. But then the question is, what do you need? You hear Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, who came out early for Romney, but then you have Massachusetts, New Jersey, two guys who have some positions the base doesn't like. Do you go for Rubio? That would be a bold generational pick, but some people think could be kind of like Sarah Palin in the sense that he's untested on the national stage. And Romney's known as a methodical guy. Most people inside view Portman as the early favorite. Bob McDonnell, the governor of Virginia, is on the list. Here's a potential wild card for you, Condoleezza Rice. There's a big gender gap right now, and they're going to have to at least consider whether they want to reach out to a woman.
That is an interesting wild card. You know, if it turns out to be Marco Rubio, would it matter that his endorsement of Romney came so late and so kind of lukewarm?
Well, that's always what you go through. I think this is an interesting decision for Governor Romney. Number one, I don't think it'll be anybody who was ever in the current field. Normally, like Romney was vetted last time by John McCain. Normally, at least one of the candidates in the field that drops out gets considered. I think that's unlikely this time, at least when you get to the official tough vetting process. They might make a long list, but not a short list. Mm-hmm. So you do the old-fashioned way. Do you look at a state and say, if we pick this guy, we win that state? Most Republicans think Florida is a pretty good state for them this cycle. And if the Romney campaign says, we think we can win Florida without Marco Rubio, maybe they do go old school and they look at Virginia or they look at Ohio or another state and they say, you know, that's why Portman comes up so much. People think if you pick him, you lock Ohio. We all know how important that is, especially to Republicans. But look, there's going to be a lot of names kicked around. And maybe we get a surprise. I don't think we'll be as surprised as we were in 2008, but mm-hmm. Who knows?
I wonder how much sex is going to play a role here, because we keep seeing about the gender gap. A new poll out from the Washington Post today showing the president has a sizable lead over Romney when it comes to women, though Romney leads with men by a smaller margin.
Republicans always win among men in competitive presidential elections. Democrats always win among women. But if the gender gap stays as wide as it is right now, President Obama wins. Now, we're nowhere near November. But that is one of Governor Romney's calculations. The question then is who? If you look around the field, Susana Martinez, the new governor of New Mexico, but again, a first-term governor, it'd be great, the Republicans say, to have a Latino governor on the ticket, but does she have enough national experience? Is she ready for prime time? A lot of people say probably not just yet. So you look around, who is that Republican woman? Meg Whitman, the former eBay CEO, but she lost her race for California governor. Carly Fiorina, same thing. She lost her last race. That's why Condi Rice's name comes up, because she doesn't have the loser stigma attached to her. The problem you would get is the Bush legacy and the Iraq War and things like that. But this is one of the calculations, because of that gender gap, the Romney people are going to have to look long and hard at a woman running mate.
Would the pick ever come for any candidate before getting the number of delegates required for the nomination?
No. If he needed it to shake up the race, to say, I'm close enough, but I need something to guarantee it, you might make a bold stroke like that. I'm told they'll look for him to make it before the Tampa convention, but not in any hurry.
Hmm. John, thanks so much. Great having you with us.
Take care, gentlemen.
John King, host of John King USA on CNN.